This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Podil arrives in Geneva. President will hold bilateral talks with President of the Swiss Confederation, Viola Amherd, today. UAE's Ambassador to Nepal, H.E. Abdullah Al-Shami, paid a courtesy call on Speaker Devraj Khiviri. And Hamas seeks complete halt to war in Gaza proposal response. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podil has arrived in Geneva, Switzerland. According to the Secretariat of the President, President Podil was welcomed at Geneva International Airport by Nepali Ambassador Ram Prasad Subedi and embassy staffs. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, President Podil is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with President of the Swiss Confederation, Viola Amherd, today. On Thursday, he will address the inaugural session of the Global Coalition Forum for Social Justice. Parliamentarians address several pressing contemporary issues in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. They emphasize the need for equal access to health care, measures to minimize monsoon damage, and improvements in road expansion and infrastructure development. Parliamentarians argued the government to arrange international flights at Pokhara International Airport and allocate the necessary funds for its operation. They highlighted the long wait times for treatment in government hospitals and called for effective staffing solutions. With the monsoon approaching, lawmakers stressed the importance of preparing for floods and landslide, particularly in vulnerable districts like Sindhupalchok. They urged the government to create effective plans to mitigate potential damages. UAE's Ambassador to Nepal, H.E. Abdullah Al-Shami, paid a courtesy meeting to Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khiviri, on Wednesday morning. During the meeting, appreciating the job opportunities created by the UAE government for Nepalese people, Speaker Khiviri expressed pleasure in the long friendship between UAE and Nepal since 1977 AD. Ambassador Al-Shami informed that the Speaker of the Federal National Council of UAE is visiting Nepal soon. Furthermore, the ambassador also said that the efforts of the government of Nepal and the federal parliament are expected in the implementation of the agreements made between the two countries. A meeting was held between Minister of Industry, Commerce and Supply Damodar Bhandari and Ambassador of the United Kingdom, Rob Fenn. Private Secretary of Minister Bhandari informed that bilateral interest and mutual cooperation were discussed in the meeting at the ministry. Minister Bhandari expressed his belief that there will be a concrete effort of British investment in the hydropower, energy sector, information technology and other service sectors. During the meeting, Ambassador Fenn expressed the view that the development of Nepal's private sector is priority for the UK and is willing to work closely with the Nepali government. Ambassador Fenn said that Britain will play the role of a bridge between Nepal and the world market. Minister of Women, Children and Senior Citizens Bhagwati Chaudhary has said that the government is committed to investment and policy reforms for adolescent girls. Minister Chaudhary said this while interacting with the girls and children after visiting the Girls' Learning and Resource Centre built by Jagriti Bal Tatha Yuva Sarukar Nepal located in Nawalpur. On that occasion, Minister Chaudhary said that it is necessary for all state agencies, social sectors, society and families to invest in girls. Minister Chaudhary said that along with education, girls should also be taught life skills to make them independent. 43 people were injured when a passenger bus going from Dang to Kathmandu crashed in Rupandehi. Bus met with an accident when it collided with a truck carrying sand last night. Deputy Superintendent of Police Manohar Prasad Bhatt informed that the injured were taken to hospital in Vertwal, where 19 people have been discharged and 24 others are undergoing treatment. On a different incident, Ganga Ram Tharu of Kakadvitta died and two others got injured in a landslide that occurred at Sankhua Sabha district on Tuesday night. As many as 194 employees of the Forest Products Development Board under the Ministry of Forest and Environment have complained that they have not been paid their salary for as long as 7 months. As forest products worth over Rs 200 million are being produced in the project area under the committee, the staffers have not been provided a salary since last December. Also, 18 retired officers have not received gratuity. The Trivun University is set to start a postgraduate diploma in the subject of sustainable commerce management to address the needs of the country and the demands of the market. The program will combine managerial knowledge with global climate change, good governance, and sustainable development to develop human resources. TU School of Management, Barcelona School of Management and Invest for Impact Nepal signed a Memorandum of Understanding on Tuesday to this effect. An international tourism fair is taking place in Kathmandu from Friday so as to promote tourism of the country at international level. The fair is to take place on the participation of tourism entrepreneurs from 16 countries. The 2 days Ramadan Mela employment fair that concluded in Dhangari on Tuesday recommended 85 aspiring workers. Chief of Labour and Employment Office Dhangari, Janak Singh Ukheda, said according to the organizers, 85 eligible candidates were recommended for jobs. Now a sports update. Nepal's match against Sri Lanka has been cancelled. The ICC Men's Cricket World Cup 2024 Group D match scheduled at Central Broward Regional Park Stadium, turf ground in Lauderhill, Florida, was called off after heavy rain all day. Both Nepal and Sri Lanka have earned their first points as a result. Nepal will play South Africa on June 15. Nepal's match will now be played in the West Indies and Sandeep Lamichane will also be part of it. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Hamas says it has submitted its response to a US-backed plan for a ceasefire in Gaza, with a senior group official telling the BBC that it still requires an Israeli commitment to a permanent ceasefire. In a statement, the group and its Palestinian Islamic Jihad allies expressed readiness to positively reach a deal. The BBC reports the proposed ceasefire plan, which was endorsed by the UN Security Council on Monday night, calls for a 6-week ceasefire that would eventually become permanent. Qatar and Egypt, who along with the US have mediated negotiation between Israel and Hamas, confirmed that Palestinian group has submitted its reply. In its statement on Tuesday evening, Hamas called for a complete halt to fighting in Gaza. The groups added that they were ready to engage positively to reach an agreement that ends this war. Earlier on Tuesday, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had reaffirmed his commitment to the Gaza ceasefire plan and the world was waiting for the Hamas response. The US has lifted its long-standing ban on weapons supplies and training to Ukraine's Azov Brigade, whose origins were mired in controversy over alleged links to far-right groups. A State Department spokesman told the BBC a vetting process found no evidence of gross violations of human rights by the brigade. The Azov Brigade, now a unit within Ukraine's National Guard, hailed the move, saying Russia's lies received a devastating blow. Russian President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly made false claims about a neo-Nazi regime in Kyiv to try to justify first the annexation of Ukraine's southern Crimea Peninsula and backing off pro-Moscow fighters in the east in 2014 and then his full-scale invasion launched in 2022. A new government has been formed in Haiti as it tries to restore order in the violence-ravaged nation. The BBC reports the new cabinet completely replaces all the ministers from the government of the former Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who was forced to step down earlier this year by gangs which control large parts of Haiti. The announcement of the new cabinet comes 2 weeks after the country's transitional government council appointed Gary Connell as interim Prime Minister. According to the decree published in Haiti's official gadget, Kony will also take on the role of interior minister. The formation of a cabinet in Haiti is a further sign of efforts to bring back some political stability to a nation racked by violence and uncertainty for many months. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province. Likewise, the weather is partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and at a few places of hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province. The monsoon will take a few days to enter the Kathmandu Valley. Meteorologist at the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology Sanjeev Adhikari said there are slim chances of rain in the Kathmandu Valley today. At present, the eastern part of the country is under the influence of the monsoon system, while the rest of the country is under the partial influence of local winds, westerly winds and the low-pressure area formed around Bihar. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podel arrives in Geneva. President will hold bilateral talks with President of the Swiss Confederation Viola Amherd today. UAE's Ambassador to Nepal, H.E. Abdullah Al-Shami, paid a courtesy call to Speaker Devraj Khemiri. And Hamas seeks complete halt to war in Gaza proposal response. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.